This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Today we're going to run through a short, actionable wedding to-do list for when you reach the final 4 to 6 week countdown before your wedding day. While some of the items in today's show are pretty standard, others are much less obvious, are not commonly discussed, and yet are absolutely critical to you enjoying a successful and stress-free celebration. That's all coming up next on The Wedding Planning
Today's
Podcast.
Today's show is brought to you by Wedding Weekend by Design. Wedding Weekend by Design is a digital wedding planning package specifically for couples who want to maximize their wedding celebration across multiple days and multiple events. There are just 6 easy steps to planning a life-changing wedding weekend experience, and you can access the formula right now when you visit weddingweekend.co. Take advantage of flexible payment options or pay in full and get a complimentary wedding strategy call when you visit weddingweekend.co.
Why, hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in for a few minutes to talk about all things wedding. It's a huge honor to be a part of your engagement, and I hope that all of your planning is going as smooth as possible. I can't wait to share some juicy info in today's show with you on all of the most important things to be focusing on in the last 4 to 6 weeks or so before your wedding day. Now, if you're a longtime listener of the Wedding Planning Podcast, you know that I am not here to rattle off generic checklists and timelines. While some of the to-do items in today's show are pretty standard, others are not. Yet they are still absolutely critical to a successful and a stress-free wedding celebration. And what's really kind of scary here is that I don't see these things talked about or highlighted in the mainstream wedding media and planning resources. Lucky for you, we're going to do a deep dive in today's show. And before we get into it, I will mention quickly that you can find a written recap of today's episode at weddingplanningpodcast.co/countdown. One more time, weddingplanningpodcast.co/countdown, so that you can just kick back and listen for the next 20 minutes or so and not feel like you need to take a ton of notes or feel like you're forgetting anything. And then one more very quick disclaimer of sorts. Your wedding is a beautiful and unique and literally one of a kind, unlike any other wedding that has ever been planned. And it would be absolutely impossible for me to cover every single nuanced thing for every couple and every situation. So obviously, use this conversation as a starting point for creating your very own custom timeline and countdown checklist. And yes, we are going to walk through a detailed process for doing that in today's show. Let's get started with some of the relatively standard items that will apply to most couples. And again, we are focusing in on the final 4 to 6 weeks or so before your wedding day. So the first item here is doing a final walkthrough of your venue space. Now, this project, this task, is a big one. This is likely going to turn into a long sublist of separate to-do items that are specific to your venue space, your package that you have arranged for, the setup, the cleanup, accommodations, just to name a few things. If you are working with a day of planner, then they will hopefully do a lot of this legwork for you. If you're not working with a professional coordinator, you're going to need to really be on point with keeping organized in whatever way suits you best. I would also highly recommend that you have your day of point person along with you on this final walkthrough so that they are aware firsthand of everything that needs to happen between now and wedding day. And if you're new to the show and you haven't heard me say it a million times, you absolutely have to have a day of point person who is not you or your partner to manage the minute-by-minute logistics of your entire celebration unfolding seamlessly. That's all I'm going to say here on that topic for today because I want to stay focused. But for lots more key information on designating a day of point person, you can scroll back our past episodes and look for shows on hiring a wedding planner for a ton more information on that. Moving on, the next item on your 4 to 6 week countdown checklist is going to be to confirm with all vendors and to make all of your final payments. Similar to our first item, this task is likely going to lead into lots more sub-lists of more to-do items. So, for example, getting a master shot list to your photographer, submitting a final headcount and meal selections to your catering team, giving your DJ a detailed playlist of songs for the reception. That's a few things right off the top of my head, and my best advice for not missing anything here, if you don't already have everything organized in one central location, I would highly recommend making a list of every single vendor that you're working with, and then call every single vendor and ask, what do you need from us in the next 4 to 6 weeks? And part two of your question, do you have any advice for things that couples miss or forget that you can share with us? If you haven't already gathered by now, this is going to require a really high level of organization and commitment from you. I know we all fall somewhere different along the master sliding scale of being a naturally very organized person or a complete walking disaster who cannot keep anything straight. But wherever you fall, know yourself and don't be shy about asking for help from your partner, your friends, your family, if you feel like you need a little or a lot of oversight in the organization department. And then switching gears, our third item on your 4 to 6 week to-do list is to finalize dress fittings, accessories, shapewear, and your shoes. Now that sounds pretty straightforward, right? Coming up next, number four, you're going to also need to confirm dress, tuxedo, suit, whatever your wedding party is wearing. Confirm that everything fits well. Confirm that everyone has shoes and accessories for all the wedding party members, including any family members. If you imagine everyone wearing the same bow tie, pocket square, flower crown, jewelry, fill in the blank, now is the time to make those arrangements. So whether it's ordering flower crowns, shopping for costume jewelry at the mall, or ordering custom accessories from Etsy or Amazon, give yourself these 4 to 6 weeks lead time so that you're not pinched for time. Number five on our list is you are going to need to get out there and chase any outstanding RSVPs who you have not heard back from yet. That's a pretty straightforward item. Definitely reach out for help from any of your family members, your friends, if you need help sending out text messages, emails, phone calls, whatever it is, chase those people down so you can have your final number in hand ASAP. That's going to tie into conversations that you're going to need to have with your venue and also your caterer. So do yourself a favor and be super aggressive about that and get it knocked out ASAP. Number six on your countdown to-do list is to plan, shop, and or assemble any gift bags or guest favors that you're planning on handing out. Again, here, the same thing I mentioned a couple of points ago. If you're ordering custom favors or wedding gifts, that needs to happen right now. I can speak from years of personal experience as someone who sells custom wedding favors on Etsy since 2011. In 12 years of doing this, I can tell you that colors and materials go out of stock, popular stuff sells out, the post office makes mistakes, and sometimes something just shows up and it's simply not what you expected and you need to make a tweak and go another direction. So be proactive and leave yourself some cushion time for everything to get delivered. Make sure it's exactly what you expected and go ahead and get it all assembled and put together so that it's ready to go. Shopping on Amazon, I feel like, has ruined all of our expectations of feeling like we can order something and it will magically always show up on our doorstep the next day. But I can assure you again that ordering high quality, custom, personalized stuff from a small business, that process runs on a very different timeline than an Amazon Prime order. So just be aware of that. Coordinating suit and tux looks for your fiance and wedding party can get pretty overwhelming. That's why Generation Tux makes it simple, fun, and convenient with online suit and tuxedo rentals that allow you to do everything online from the comfort of your own home. Generation Tux specializes in online suit and tuxedo rentals with high-quality men's formal wear rentals starting at just $99 and award-winning customer service. They offer over 25 styles of suits and tuxedos available in a variety of colors and hues with thousands of accessory color combinations. They even offer a free home try-on and free color swatches so that you can match colors to your decor, your venue, and your wedding party. You can try Generation Tux for yourself by visiting generationtux.com. Build your head-to-toe looks, get free color swatches, a free home try-on, and manage your entire wedding party online. That's GENERATIONTUX.com. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Minted Weddings offers you incredible prices on freshly sourced stationery designs from independent artists for everything from your save-the-date announcements to invitations, matching wedding websites, programs, seating charts, and beyond. Enjoy a complimentary 30-minute stationery design consultation to help you find the perfect style for your unique wedding celebration. You can also try out their free monogram maker, which is so fun and so easy. You simply plug in your first names, your wedding date, and choose from dozens of fun designs and custom colors. I recommend Minted to all of my friends and family because not only are their gorgeous designs incredibly affordable, most importantly, they offer a flawless and luxurious end product. I use Minted every year for our family's holiday cards, and I also love their wide selection of unique stationery and personalized gifts. Wedding Planning Podcast listeners can view current promotions and special offers by visiting weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. That website one more time is weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted. Okay, now we are going to shift gears into some things that I mentioned at the beginning of the show that you're probably not going to find on a wedding planning checklist, but these items are just every bit as important, if not more important, than every single other thing that we've reviewed up to this point today. So these four mantras or themes can be your absolute lifesaver, and these things can literally mean the difference between a stress-filled, hectic wedding weekend and a flawlessly executed wedding weekend. So this is very important stuff. Let's get started here with the importance of doing multiple mental walkthroughs of your entire wedding celebration from start to finish. If you are multitasking, then come back to me because this is literally my foolproof formula for making sure that you don't forget anything in the month and the days before your wedding starts. And the way you do it is so simple. You are simply going to carve out the time to do a mental walkthrough of your entire celebration. And this starts with any pre-parties, and then we walk step by step through every single party, event, wedding morning, wedding day, wedding evening, day after brunch, etc., etc., every single thing from start to finish. And as you do this, you might want to break it up into chunks. If you're doing a long wedding weekend, maybe you take one day at a time. As you do this, ideally with your partner or at least one other person who's really closely helping you plan, you're going to take note of all the areas where you have any outstanding questions or unresolved logistics. And then you're going to circle back to those things, again, ideally with your partner and or someone else who's helping you, and you're going to make sub-lists, if necessary, of every single action item that needs to happen between now and then to make that thing go off without a hitch. I talk with so many couples who get really overwhelmed by this, and I want to encourage you to keep it as simple as possible, because when we get in our heads and start to overcomplicate things, that's when we get frustrated and stressed out. It truly is as simple as having the discipline to sit down and walk through every single step and take notes on it. That's all it is. The six items that we opened today's show with are a great starting point. But as I mentioned earlier, your unique wedding celebration is going to come along with a very unique set of planning considerations that may or may not be found on a countdown checklist that your wedding planner gives you or that you find online. Very closely related to doing these mental walkthroughs is be proactive. This is so important. So being proactive, another way of saying it is you're asking yourselves a question that can prevent a lot of future headaches. So what could you avoid in the future if you took the time to sit down and talk about it or manage it or delegate right now? Okay, let me say that one more time. What potential problems could you avoid in the future if you simply sit down now and talk about it, manage it, delegate it, and figure it out right now? Delegate is another magic word that we're going to come back to, but first let's focus on proactive. How do you tap into that magical crystal ball, and how do you troubleshoot all the things that might come up and or go wrong between now and the day after your wedding? This is a very simple exercise, again, but it does demand some time, attention, and focus. And much as your mental walkthrough, you get out what you put in. If you devote 30 seconds to this when you're distracted and thinking about something else, you're not going to get out the same quality as you will if you are deliberate and really intentional about thinking about these things. I'm just going to give you a tangible example from a couple I work with. So they are getting married at a wedding weekend camp venue. All of their guests are going to stay there for Thursday to Sunday. So in this example, we walk through it together. You show up at the camp to check in on Thursday and to prep for an amazing weekend to come. What happens next? Who's going to direct your vendors? Where will your vendors check in and with who? Where will your guests park? Do they know that they need to supply their own bedding and towels? You're doing a potluck style barbecue welcome party with help from aunts and uncles on both sides. Is everyone clear on exactly what they need to bring? Again, you're going to have a million little sublists of to-do items that are going to pop up, and you've got to be ready to detail every single one of them in a running list and keep it all documented and keep it all organized. The welcome party is ending with a bonfire. Who's bringing the s'mores stuff? Who's bringing the peanut butter whiskey hot chocolate stuff? Who's bringing sticks for roasting marshmallows? Do you have plenty of bug spray? Do you have blankets in case people get cold? I'll stop there. This is the tip of the iceberg with one very, very specific wedding example. And yours is going to have all unique nuances and concerns and to-dos. But it's all of those little things that if they don't get done, and if you don't proactively plan for them and proactively ask for help, you're going to run into issues throughout your celebration, and nobody wants that. The part about proactively asking for help leads perfectly into our next little theme and mantra, which is delegate. I would be willing to bet that you have a group of loved ones who are asking you how they can help with the wedding over and over and over. So do all of you a huge favor and don't be shy about delegating. Ask someone to be in charge of purchasing all the s'mores things. So give them a detailed list, tell them you'll Venmo them the total, and let them handle it from there. Ask someone else to compose a last-minute email reminder with information about check-in, confirmation, a packing list of things to bring. Don't be shy. There are a ton of universal certainties in wedding planning, but as someone who's been doing this for over a decade, I can tell you with 1,000% certainty that the less you have on your plate in those final few weeks and the less stress you have hanging over your head, the better. Again, another one from today's show that sounds too simple and too good to be true, but it really is that simple. That doesn't mean it's easy, because most couples don't ever take the time to slow down and pay attention to this stuff. And that, my friend, is a huge miss, and I don't want that for you. So to recap, you're going to stay in a mindset of being proactive, and you're going to delegate, delegate, delegate. And our final key point for today is follow-up. This is the last part, and whether it's a simple quick text message or a brief phone call, don't put off an easy communication that if handled right now is no big deal. But if it's swept under the rug and left for later, it can evolve into a big old complicated mess. So text your cousin, hey, just making sure we're good on the s'mores stuff, not trying to be Bridezilla, LOL. Will you please shoot me a text when you've got everything so I can Venmo you the total? Pick up the phone and call your aunt to ask if she was able to reach the last 5 people who hadn't RSVP'd. Email your DJ to confirm receipt of the playlists and ask if they have any questions. I set little reminders for stuff like this on my phone in the calendar function. I use an iPhone, and then I'll set a reminder set to ping me 1 day before, 1 hour before, 5 minutes before. It's simple, and these little reminders and these little follow-up items can be the difference between putting out 12 annoying little fires on the day before your wedding. Okay, and that wraps it up for today. I hope you found our conversation helpful on the most important things to focus on in the last 4 to 6 weeks or so before the big day. For a written recap of everything we reviewed in today's show, you can visit the blog post at weddingplanningpodcast.co/countdown. And please let me know if this style of show is something that you'd like to hear more of, and we can back up the timeline and we can do some similar shows on 12 months out, 6 months out, etc. You can always be in touch with me via our website, and that is weddingplanningpodcast.co/contact. There's also a contact button on the homepage. I hope you have an amazing rest of your morning, day, evening. Stay healthy, be well, and we'll meet again here next week, same time, same place.
You know what's the number one biggest regret that newlywed couples share? It's that our wedding came, went, and was over in the blink of an eye. So why not extend the experience out across multiple days and multiple events and make it a wedding weekend? There are just 6 easy steps to planning a life-changing wedding weekend, and you can access the formula right now when you visit weddingweekend.co. Take advantage of flexible payment options or pay in full and get a complimentary wedding strategy call when you visit weddingweekend.co. I'll see you there.